Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Comedy 103.1, Big Mike on the line. We have got a man who is going to be here back in Denver at the Paramount Theater October 1st. It is going down as Comedy 103.1 presents Who's Live Anyway. We've got Greg Proops. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Big Mike.
How you been?
I'm groovy, man. How's Colorado?
I mean, Colorado's doing very good. Nice and sunny. It's the last weekend of summer. We're excited to get you back out here.
Yeah, we're excited to come back out, man. I love Denver.
So, obviously, the show Whose Line Is It Anyway gained a huge fan base, and now you've joined Joel Murray, Ryan Stiles, Jeff B. Davis on the road for Who's Live Anyway. Tell everybody what the show's about and what made you want to bring it on the road.
It's about an hour and a half. Get it? It's a live version of Whose Line Is It Anyway. So we do improv live. It's just like on TV, except much more interactive. We bring people out of the audience as volunteers, and interact with them, and it's much funner than it is on TV because we're let loose a little bit, you know.
What made you, you know, obviously a great success with the show. What made you want to like bring it out and do it live around the country?
Oh, well, we've been touring for 15 years this live show, and we're on our fourth year on the CW on with Whose Line, so it hasn't slowed down at all. Really, people still love the show, and we did it in London at the Palladium this summer for 2 weeks live, and so. What makes us want to go out with it is that people come out and get to watch us do improv and join us on stage and everything, and so there's no glass like at home separating you from us.
And you can get those tickets at comedy1031.com. It's October 1st at the Paramount Theater. And I was reading in an interview that you said that being on stage is the one time you're confident because there's a lot of stuff. You're afraid of a lot of things, but when you're on stage, you got that confidence. What is it about being on stage that gives you that confidence? And was it always that way or early on was it the same?
Probably the shallow need inside to fill the gaping emotional hole I have with the love of strangers. I think that's the chief reason.
Everybody has
You know, it's just I'm more comfortable on stage because I know what I can do up there. And when I got all the guys with me, it's like having your own gang. So it's really fun. It's real life. It scares me. I don't like talking to my agent or my lawyer or anything.
Right.
but when you put a microphone on me, and I'm suddenly invincible.
Yeah. Hey, you'll be doing that October 1st. Who's Live Anyway? And so on top of all the work on the road, you've also got your the smartest man in the world, Proopcast, on top of your already busy schedule. What inspired you want to get in the podcast world?
Thank you for mentioning that, Mike. They asked me to do it about 5 years ago, two cats who do Doug Benson and Jimmy Pardo's show. And I didn't know what to do at the time. And so I said, yeah. And it ended up being a giant part of my life. And we do it every week, usually live, although lately, because I'm on the road with these guys, I've been doing it in the studio. But it's been really good for me. We had a book off the back of it called The Smartest Book in the World that comes out in paperback in February. It's in hardback now. And I've been this year with the Proopcast. We've been to London, Glasgow, Antwerp, Stockholm, gee whiz, Montreal, San Francisco, New York. So we try to take it all around the world and do it live. I always thought stand-up was the most immediate way to communicate with the comedy audience, but I find that the podcast is way more direct. People really listen and respond, and it's like being in a big club.
Well, I got to give you props just because I have several people come in that, you know, they have a podcast and they mention I go to their page and they haven't uploaded something new in like 2 months. You actually keep it updated, and it's an active podcast.
Well, thank you, man. We try to do one every week because there's so much going on. And, Donald Trump's trying to destroy the universe. Yeah. So I have to do my small part as an alcoholic comedian to stop him.
Yeah, we're less than 2 months away from election season. Do you have time to keep up with all this madness? It seems like you have to because, I mean, there's so much content you can get just from election season in general. But this year seems extraordinarily crazy.
I keep up with it every day because this is the first time in my life that I remember having someone who's just openly racist and homophobic run for misogynist run for president. So I can't stop talking about it, really.
And make it one vote away from being the president.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I said, and make it one vote away from actually being president of the United States.
Oh, my God. I don't think it's as close as they make it out. I think they're running a narrative to make people keep watching TV.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I mean, well, Donald Trump saved cable news, so that's why they're saying it's a close race.
Yeah.
I don't see him really winning with all, like women of color.
Yeah.
But there you are. People think it's funny, but I interviewed Louis Bach in Montreal, and Louis Bach said the problem with Trump is we're supposed to make jokes about politics, and when he's already doing the jokes, it ruins satire.
Exactly. You can basically just mention exactly what he's ever done in the day, and it's comedy.
Right?
If it wasn't so scary.
He went to Flint yesterday, and he said the executives did a great job at the Flint water plant. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Where do you really go with that?
Yeah.
your idea of great and mine differ. Other than other people dying and everything, yeah, it was a great job.
Yeah. Well, with all the craziness in the world, that's the beauty of comedy. And October 1st, you're going to be here. Comedy 103.1 presents Who's Live Anyway? Greg Proops should join a lot of the cast from the show, and it's going to be a great night. Like I said, you can get tickets at comedy1031.com. And we want to thank you for always making time for comedy when you're in town.
Thank you, man. And I like to say that the Who's Live show is the antidote to current events.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Because you just come on the goof.
Exactly. Well, we'll see you here just a couple weeks away.
Thank you, Big Mike. I appreciate it, man.
Have a great rest of your day.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.